We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:09 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We just heard a little bit about that panel that NASA held. It's a kind of a first of its kind public meeting on the study of UFOs, and that a report is coming out. And let's get more on this from Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz in the nation's capital. And NASA, usually very close-lipped about this through the years, but now they're kind of adopting a policy of Ryan talking about it anyway.
That's right, Ted, because, you know, this is actually an historical, it was a historical public meeting because this is, it was the first time they were ever having a public meeting on something like this. So certainly that it definitely rung a lot of bells for a lot of those reasons. But also, I think this issue has come a little bit more into the limelight because of the Chinese spy balloon incidents, another unidentified flying objects that were seen flying in U.S. skies that were ultimately shot down by the military.
All right, what's the new term for UFO that I'm supposed to get used to now?
All right, it's unidentified anomaly. Oh, gosh, I don't have the word right in front of me. I apologize. I'm driving right now. But it's a UAP is pretty much going to be the new acronym that they're using.
And why are we changing the acronym?
All right, so an unidentified flying object, most of the time they're able to you know, identify it through, you know, scientific reasoning. This is where if they don't have any evidence to really prove or aren't able to explain what it is seen in the sky. So, you know, if you look at the Chinese spy balloon as well as those other objects, you know, they were able to determine that those are balloons. So ultimately they're still unidentified flying objects, but when it comes to these, you know, these are a phenomenon that they just don't know about.
And, okay, thus the change. And I know anytime you have a hearing or a meeting and it's open to the public, I mean, some people get excited because they think, wow, we're going to find all about these people from outer space and creatures that have come to visit us. Yeah. No, isn't it usually a lot of bureaucratic ho-hum?
Oh, yeah, certainly. And with this one, you know, they haven't made any recommendations to NASA yet, but they are releasing a report in July where there could be some recommendations on how they move forward with this on there. So, yeah, certainly, I mean, there was no confirmation that there's aliens out there or that they were going to be invaded within the next 10 days. But, you know, this is certainly something that has a lot of interest from the American public. But whether or not it's totally entertaining for everyone, obviously, that's up for them to decide.
Is it NASA that's coming out with the report in July?
Yes, it's NASA, and they're also kind of working with the Department of Defense, or I should say it's 16 researchers that have been hired by NASA, as well as the Department of Defense and the Federal Aviation Administration. And Scott Kelly, who's a pretty well-known astronaut and fighter pilot, is going to be one of the leaders on that panel.
Okay. Ryan, how are things in the nation's capital today?
Oh, well, it was quite a day the last couple of days, hasn't it been?
Yeah.
You know, the House passing the debt ceiling bill kind of leaves that up to the Senate, and we're expecting that vote, I believe, tomorrow. But so far, it's been a pretty quiet day in D.C.
All right. Well, I'll let you take advantage of it then. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
Sounds good, Ted. Thank you.
That's Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz talking to us from D.C. today about that NASA public meeting ahead of that UFO study and report coming out later in the summer. Thank you, Ryan. It is 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, here on this first day of June, as we're getting this month underway. A couple of birthdays today. Comedian Amy Schumer is 42 years old today. And singer Pat Boone is still out there crooning and doing whatever he does. Singer Pat Boone is 89 today.
Wow.
And too bad that Steve McIntosh is not here from Steve and Ted in the Morning, because Steve, I believe, has twice encountered Pat Boone.
Really?
During the course of their careers.
Huh.
Yeah, Steve, in fact, did some sort of opening speech for Pat Boone when he appeared here in town at some event.
Huh.
All right, so there's a couple of birthdays today for you. It was 490 years ago on this day, the year 1533, Anne Boleyn was crowned Queen Consort of England. She was the second wife of King Henry VIII.
Yes.
She tended to pile up brides
rapid
fashion.
She was the second, but definitely not the final.
No. We had one of the world's biggest known actors died 80 years ago today. It was 80 years ago today, 1943, a civilian flight from Portugal to England was shot down by Germany during World War II. All 17 aboard were killed. One of those who died was actor Leslie Howard. Of course, played Ashley Wilkes in Gone with the Wind.
Yep.
Got an Oscar nomination. And very well known back in his day in the 1930s and into the 40s. But he died in that plane crash during the war. Leslie Howard. That was 80 years ago on this day. 8:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Professor George Gao, the former head of China's Center for Disease Control, emphasized in a BBC podcast this week that nothing should be ruled out in the search for the origins of COVID-19. China does maintain that the virus originated from bats, but scientists across the globe are now recognizing the potential of a lab leak. Dr. Gao, Professor Gao, is the highest-ranking Chinese government official to float the lab leak theory. Despite China's denial, Professor Gao suggests some kind of formal investigation was conducted at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, indicating the government may have taken the theory more seriously than official statements imply. Professor Gao also acknowledging that he has not personally seen the scientific results, but that he has heard that the lab was given a clean bill of health. Additionally, Singapore-based scientist Wang Linfa, who visited the WIV during the start of the outbreak back in January of 2020, mentions concerns raised by a colleague about a lab leak at the time, but later sample analysis found no further evidence suggesting that claim. Overall, these insights from Professor Gao and Linfa, scientist Linfa, underscore the need for further investigation, as here we are 3 years later and we're still trying to figure out the true origins of COVID-19. Maybe we'll never know, but there's still a lot of talk about how that all started and wrecked our world for a couple of years.
Yeah.
8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. More spam is eaten in Hawaii than any other state.
They love their spam.
Hawaiians devour 7 million cans of spam every year. Mm-hmm. So that's where it's popular. That's where your spam is going. I've just got factoids, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is there a desk full of candy on the floor of the U.S. Senate? Have you ever heard about this?
No, that I don't.
It's a candy desk tradition that was started in 1968 by California Senator George Murphy. He kept sweet treats in his desk, despite the fact that there's a rule of no eating on the Senate floor. But in his honor, there's a desk full of candy there on the floor of the U.S. Senate, and I think senators tend to break the rule and delve into that.
Head on over there and grab
if they have to.
Fun-sized Twix.
Keep their sugar high going. It is 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's check in, see what's going on in sports. And we'll start out with college softball, where the honors just keep rolling in for Shocker shortstop Sydney McKinney, one of the elite players in the nation this past year. And it's no surprise when we find out twice already this week. She's named to different lists as a first-team All-American by District 1 Softball and by the NFCA. First-team All-American honors come in for the shortstop, Sydney McKinney, and why not? She leads the nation with a .520 batting average, and she piled up 103 base hits this season, also leading the nation in that category. The great Sydney McKinney, first-team All-American honors pouring in for her. Minor league baseball last night downtown at Riverfront Stadium. The Wichita Wind Surge taking on the first-place Tulsa Drillers, the top team in the league, in fact. Wichita blew a 6-0 lead in game one of this series, And once again, Wichita had a big sixer early on, a six-run bottom of the third inning for Wichita, and a lot of those runs came in on one swing, a grand slam home run from Junior Severino, the Wichita third baseman. He has driven in 32 runs on the season. He has 12 home runs. That's tied for second in the Texas League. As Wichita gets the win over Tulsa, 7-2, snapping Tulsa's seven-game winning streak. And Wichita and Tulsa have now split the first two games of this six-game series at home at Riverfront Stadium. Same two teams tonight. On Thursday nights, of course, Wichita is not the Wind Surge. They are the Turbo Tubs in their alternate gear. Turbo Tubs and the Tulsa Drillers, 7:05 tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Let's go to Major League Baseball yesterday, where the Cincinnati Reds were in Fenway Park taking on the last-place Boston Red Sox. Tight game. This would come down to a big home run for the Reds for their first baseman. The guy that was just playing for the Wichita Wind Surge last summer, now he's doing great things in the lineup for the Reds. The action on Bally Sports.
Steer in the air, pummels it to left center. It's a home run over the monster, and the Reds' first lead of the night. Steer's team-leading eighth bomb.
Leads the Reds in home runs. How about that? Spencer Steer, that big two-run home run. The Reds win in Boston, beat the Red Sox 5-4. In the last week, Spencer Steer has a .483 on-base percentage. So he's getting the job done. By the way, with that win by the Reds, they win that series against the Boston Red Sox. The last time the Reds won a series against the Red Sox was the 1975 World Series.
I hadn't even been born yet.
Long, long ago. The Carlton Fisk home run. Yeah. That was so that's the last time the Reds beat the Red Sox in a series until that win last night by the Reds. By the way, Cincinnati has won 5 in a row. They are red hot.
Yeah.
Playing some good baseball right now. And another major league note from another former Wichita Wind Surge player. Louis Varland was the starting pitcher last night for Minnesota, the Twins on the road in Houston. And Varland was just on point. He went 7 scoreless innings. All he gave up were 4 singles as the Twins beat the Astros 8-2. 25-year-old Louis Varland went a career-long 7 innings. He only threw 86 pitches in 7 innings for that 7 shutout innings of work. He's really peppering the strike zone there. And with the win, he is now 3-1 on the season for the Twins. Former Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland picking up the win last night for the Twins in Houston. Minnesota has won 4 of its last 7 games. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 8:21 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we have a traffic and weather update and the reasons that Speaker McCarthy failed in negotiations. That's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. And that's coming up next here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.